Good morning and welcome to today's Daily Insights. This is day 7 of our episodes, What Does It Take to Grow? On behalf of Pastor Lucy Painter Daily Insights, this is Jane Lenny. At the beginning of the episodes, we said that as we go through these habits, the goal is that I will commit to the habits necessary for spiritual maturity. As we commit to the habits, we continually grow each day to be more like Christ. In episodes 1, we defined spiritual maturity as being like Christ. And we got that from Ephesians 4 verse 13. I read, until we come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son, that we will be mature and full grown in the Lord, measuring up to the full stature of Christ. Today we look at habit number 3. In order to grow, we need good spiritual hygiene. Confession of sin. Have you ever gone for a long walk or taken a hike? In the middle of the hike, you are panting, you're so tired, you're sweating, and you feel worn out. And then you come across a stream with cool, clean water, and you decide to nourish yourself. As you sip the water, your body starts to cool down, you feel strong, you feel a sense of relaxation, joy, peace. You even become lighter, your energy restored, you feel like you have the strength to go double the distance you had covered. In our spiritual journey, God wants you to experience the incredible joy of being completely forgiven of every sin. The book of Psalms, chapter 32, 1-2. Oh, what joy for those whose rebellion is forgiven, whose sin is put out of sight. Yes. What joy for those whose record the Lord has cleared of sin, whose lives are lived in complete honesty. Sin makes us feel weary. It makes us feel like we are carrying a heavy burden. Hygiene in our daily lives refers to the creation and reinforcement of good habits that promote health, no different than brushing our teeth or exercising. As we continue maturing, we embrace confession of our sins. The book of 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God forgives and clears the guilt completely. Just like the sip of the cool water in the hiking journey, God's forgiveness nourishes you, it brings joy and peace. God's forgiveness makes you feel lighter. The Bible again, in Psalms 32 verse 1, blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. You become blessed when your sins are forgiven. Isaiah 43, 25, I, even I, he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake and remembers your sin no more. Ephesians chapter 1, 7-8, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound towards us in all wisdom and prudence. It is through the blood of Jesus that we receive our forgiveness. It is through and according to his riches in grace that he forgives us. And some of you this morning, you're listening to me and you have been trying to run away from God. You've been trying to run away from your sins. Some of you here this morning, you have a temper that flares. You strike out in anger at those you love, your spouse, your kids. Some of you hate with a passion. You loathe your fellow brothers. And because you've refused to confess it for the sin it is, you've been wandering in the desert. You've been wandering in the wilderness. It feels dry. It feels desolate. You feel heavy. It's like a cancer eating your soul. Have you had enough of it yet? Some of you here this morning have been trying to run away from God, trying to run away from your sin. Some of you, you've been convicted by God about your adultery, but you don't want to acknowledge it and confess it as sin. You know, the doctor says he's not sure why you can't sleep at night, but you yourself, you know. You know what is ailing your soul. The doctor says your stomach problems are real puzzling, but you know what is the cause. You've been wandering in the desert. It's dry, it's desolate. Have you had enough yet? Have you had enough yet? The only way you can find the joy of forgiveness is through the humility of confession. On behalf of Pastor Lucy Painter Daily Insights, this is Jane Lenny taking you through What Does It Take to Grow episode. Today was day 7 of our episodes. Tomorrow, we go to habit number 4 in the 10 habits of maturing Christians. Remember to confess your sins daily. God bless you. Shalom. Shalom.